Prosecutors in the Pan Am Flight 103 trial have finished their closing summation. They conceded there was no conclusive evidence to prove how the bomb was smuggled aboard the aircraft that exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988, killing 270 people. But the prosecution told the court that despite some gaps in its case, it had succeeded in proving the two defendants had committed the crime. From the Netherlands, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
On the first day of closing remarks, prosecutor Alistair Campbell reviewed the chain of events that put a bomb on an aircraft from Malta to Frankfurt, where it was transferred to the Pan Am flight. On the second and final day, he set out to show how the two defendants, acting in concert, had done it. Prosecutor Campbell said the accused, Alamin Khalifa Fahima, was in a position to subvert the baggage security system and get an unaccompanied suitcase bearing the improvised explosive on an Air Malta flight. Fahima is the former station manager of Libyan Airlines in Malta and said the prosecutor had special knowledge of and access to Luka Airport on the island. An entry in Fahima's diary referred to his obtaining Air Malta luggage tags. Prosecutors also portrayed Fahima as a trusted friend of co-accused Abdelbasit Ali Al-Megrahi. Megrahi, according to the evidence, was a high-ranking member of Libya's intelligence service, with access to timers, detonators, and explosives. Travel documents show that he'd flown from Libya to Malta, using a false passport, on December 20, 1988, the day before the bombing. On his way back to Tripoli the next morning, evidence shows Megrahi slipped past ordinary check-in, and prosecutors inferred Fahima had helped. Legal observers say the case against Fahima is the weaker of the two, and yesterday's submissions were an attempt to draw the former Libyan airline employee tightly into the plot. When your lordships carefully and critically examine the evidence, prosecutor Campbell told the three-judge court, they will be driven to conclude that each accused is guilty of murder. Prosecutors needed to fit together hundreds of pieces of evidence and testimony from hundreds of witnesses like a giant jigsaw puzzle. But in this circumstantial case, some key pieces are missing, and the judges at times sounded incredulous over the inferences they were being asked to draw. In one exchange yesterday regarding timers for explosives, the prosecutor tactically retreated, saying, "This is not evidence upon which I hugely rely." The prosecution quickly dispensed with alternative theories. Rogue Palestinians could not have blown up the plane, prosecutors said, because the sophisticated timing device used in the attack was not characteristic of the kind they would use. As for one of the men the defense wanted to implicate, convicted terrorist Abu Taub, prosecutors said on the day of the bombing, he was babysitting at home. With the prosecution completed, the end to a 12-year-long legal and political ordeal is drawing near. But not so for Reverend John Mosey, who lost his daughter Helga in the bombing.
The end of this case is the beginning of the real business for us. Our agenda is far, far bigger than this case. It's an important step towards our aims, to find out what was going on, and who knew what, and why it was allowed to happen.
The defense begins its final summation today. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, at the Lockerbie trial in the Netherlands.